This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Boys and young men learn early on that being a so-called real man means you have to take on this tough guys. In other words, you have to show the world only certain parts of yourself that the dominant culture has defined as manly. You can find out what those qualities are if you just listen to young men themselves.
A real man is physical.
Strong. Independent.
He's powerful.
Physical.
Intimidating.
Strong.
Independent.
In control.
Rugged.
Scares people.
Powerful.
Respected.
Hard.
A stud.
Athletic.
He's muscular.
A real man is tough.
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 And just as most young men know what our culture expects of a so-called real man, they also know very well what you get called if you don't measure up. To be a real man, to be tough, strong, independent, respected, means fitting into this narrow box that defines manhood. The terms that are the opposite of that, wuss, wimp, fag, sissy, are insults that are used to keep boys boxed in. So if you're a boy, it's pretty clear there's a lot of pressure on you to conform, to put up the act, to be just one of the guys.
Jackson Katz is a social theorist, educator, and anti-sexism activist who says that gendered understandings and behaviors are heavily influenced by media and popular culture. Katz is a major advocate of the bystander approach to gender violence and bullying prevention. Instead of focusing on women as victims and men as perpetrators of harassment, abuse, or violence, the bystander approach focuses on the role of peers in schools, groups, teams, workplaces, and other social units. Nanaimo's Haven Society will present an evening, a breakfast, and a day-long workshop with Jackson Katz in Nanaimo on November 26th and 27th, 2012. Haven Society provides services to women, children, youth, and families who have experienced violence. We're joined in the studio by Tracy Myers, coordinator of programs for children and youth at Haven Society.
Welcome to People First Radio, Tracy. We opened this interview with some audio from the trailer to a film called Tough Guys, and it's spelled G-U-I-S-E, Tough Guys, and we heard Jackson Katz speaking. I wanted to play a little bit more from that video before we start our discussion.
The media do is help to construct violent masculinity as a cultural norm. In other words, violence isn't so much a deviation as it is an accepted part of masculinity. We have to start examining this system and offering alternatives, because one of the major consequences of all of this is that there's been a growing connection made in our society between being a man and being violent. In fact, some of the most serious problems in contemporary American society, especially those connected with violence, can be looked at as essentially problems in contemporary American masculinity. For example, over 85% of the people who commit murder are men, and the women that do often do so as a defense against men who are battering them. 90% of people who commit violent physical assault are men. 95% of serious domestic violence is perpetrated by males, and it's been estimated that 1 in 4 men will use violence against a partner in their lifetime. Over 95% of dating violence is committed by men, and very often it's young men in their teens. Studies have found that men are responsible for between 85 and 95% of child sexual abuse, whether the victim is female or male, and 99.8% of people in prison convicted of rape are men.
Tracy Myers, tell us more about the problems that Jackson Katz is speaking about in that audio.
Thanks very much for having me today, Ashta and Kevin, on People First. The situation or the issues that Jackson Katz is speaking of are well known to feminists and women and have been for many years. I think the difference that he brings is focusing on the construction of masculinity, how it is perpetuated, and the idea that violence and being a man are becoming linked. We work in our program, in the Children Who Witness Abuse program, with small boys, with teens, with adult men as fathers. And we can see how the lack of other role models in their lives has impact on, you know, turning them into this tough guy. We know as feminists, as women, that men are compassionate and kind and nurturing. But that isn't what's presented to young boys. And a young boy growing up in a family witnessing his father being abusive and then having that behavior imitated, reinforced in the media does an incredible damage to his psyche. And so I believe that's, when a man says it, it's different than a woman says it. And I think that's something we have struggled with at Haven. And part of bringing Jackson Katz to Nanaimo is a step towards changing the conversation about violence against women in this community and asking men and inviting men to step up as being part of the solution to this.
Tell us a little more about the impact of the media on violence against women and children and the messages that come from the media and why they're there, perhaps.
Well, I don't know that I would venture in the time that we have to get into why they're there, but I certainly know that, I mean, you need to, I don't know, YouTube just about anything, go to the movies, buy groceries at any grocery store, and you will be inundated with images of a man that, where he comes from and what this sort of hyper-masculine, violent image says non-verbally to young boys, and the image of a woman who is so cloaked in what am I thinking of here, when you've had breast augmentation and cosmetic surgery. And we do exercises in high schools talking to young children and teens about what messages they're receiving. Jackson Katz does touch on pornography and the impact of being able to Google and see images of what might be called sex, but that are incredibly violent. This has implications on brain development. This has implications for young boys creating their ideas of their erotic self totally in a bubble. And we're seeing at Haven young women that are being asked to do incredibly odd, degrading, violent things with partners who have seen this on the internet. So I don't think that you can work with young people and underestimate the impact of the incredible, powerful media system. Violence and sex is being linked over and over and over.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
The number one way men can work to prevent gender violence, according to anti-sexism activist and educator Jackson Katz, is to approach gender violence as a men's issue involving men of all ages and socioeconomic, racial, and ethnic backgrounds. Men should be viewed not only as perpetrators or possible offenders, but also as empowered bystanders who can confront abusive peers. Nanaimo's Haven Society will present an evening, a breakfast, and a day-long workshop with Jackson Katz in Nanaimo on November 26th and 27th, 2012. Haven Society provides services to women, children, youth, and families who have experienced violence. We're joined in the studio by Tracy Myers, Coordinator of Programs for Children and Youth at Haven Society.
Tracy, let's talk about the bystander approach. What is it and how does it work?
Some people may be familiar with the work of Barbara Coloroso, who talks about the bystander approach in bullying. And Jackson Katz uses this in dating violence situations. So rather than focus on the individual who uses violence or the person who's victimized by the violence, we focus on all the rest of us standing around watching or taking it in or talking about it. I'd like to just share briefly one of the exercises from Jackson Katz, because I haven't found any educator who brings such relevant and useful material for us to use in classrooms, which is why I so appreciate his work. It's not just theoretical or academic. It's helpful for educators. So we work in grade 10 classes with small groups. Here's an example of an exercise we asked them to do. You're riding in the back seat of your friend's car late one afternoon with two other male friends. Someone spots a young woman jogging a few hundred yards ahead and the driver starts to slow down. Your friend in the front seat starts to roll down his window and yell something at her. Your train of thought. What's he going to say? Will it be something sexual, or is he just going to yell out something stupid? Does it matter? How will this girl feel to hear a group of guys in a car shouting at her? Will she be scared? We're just a harmless group of guys. How could she know that? I know girls who jog. I wonder if they ever get harassed by guys in cars. Can I say something to stop my friend from saying something? Won't he get ticked off at me? What should I do? Then there's options, right? Say nothing, do something to distract, a list of options. The idea is to get young people engaged. And when you're in these situations, how do we not minimize them first off? And there's lots of women that can identify how frustrating that is when you're jogging to be harassed. But more so, anything is better than nothing. A conversation later, of bringing it up, like, I didn't feel so good about that. Taking the courage to step outside the box is what the bystander approach is about, and it's a powerful tool.
Now, what are some of the, perhaps in our last couple of minutes here, what might be the major challenge in bringing this approach?
Defensiveness. Men hearing they're being blamed. You know, we have all participated in using our power in perhaps not very helpful ways. I'm a white, able-bodied, middle-class woman. I had to learn a lot from where I stand on the planet. I think that when men, and last night we had a training with four men who will come into the classrooms and stand as allies, and they talked about how difficult it is to sit with those statistics, and yet you don't have to own it that that's you. You can choose another way to be with this, and that's what we try to welcome men to do, is to take that breath, you know, listen to what the reality on the planet is, and then make a choice to stand with women.
Now, Haven Society is bringing Jackson Katz to Nanaimo for a series of events. Tell us more about what's planned.
All the details are on our website, www.havensociety.com. We were able to link with VIU and get some funding for Monday evening. It's free. Please come out and hear them. Just come and listen. The next two events are ticketed and include a meal. I did want to make one correction. The training is only 3 hours. It's not all day. He's got to get on a plane and he's off to Calgary. He's a busy, busy guy. But just go. You can order and buy tickets online. Everything's at the Coast Bastion.
And you're right, Jackson Katz is a very busy person. We tried to bring him on to this interview, but he wasn't able to do that.
No.
Nonetheless, I'm sure he would have if he could have.
Absolutely.
And
he was on The Current with Anna Maria Tremonti just last week,
yes,
talking about his new book. So, I mean, he's about media, and
yeah,
he doesn't shy away from media, but he wasn't available.
So you could also look for The Current online and probably find that audio online.
That podcast is there.
Tracy Myers, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tracy Myers is coordinator of programs for children and youth at Haven Society in Nanaimo, British Columbia. You can find Haven online at havensociety.com. Jackson Katz is a social theorist, educator, and anti-sexism activist. You can find him online at jacksonkatz.com. Jackson Katz will be in Nanaimo on November 26th and 27th. Just go to havensociety.com to find out more about the visit.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.